Hello.
Hey, this is Ari from customer service returning your call. Could I have your zip code to pull up your account?
59873.
Could you repeat that?
59873.
And your first and last name?
Jenny Huntsman.
And could you verify your shipping address?
1122 Preston in Thompson Falls, Montana, 59873.
All right, thank you for verifying that information. I see here that you have the Slim for your keto and that product helps to reduce appetite. How can I help you today?
Okay, I don't know. I thought I was doing just a one-time purchase. I wasn't looking to sign up for anything where a big purchase of $89.65.
Yes,
So I'm
ma'am.
looking for a refund of that $89.65.
Yes, and back on May the 4th when the order was placed, it was only a trial and you only paid $6.59 to receive the trial period and we sent you out a 30-day supply. If you didn't cancel out that trial, the company charged you the full price for that 30-day supply.
Okay, well, I wasn't aware of that. I did not know that was going to happen. So I expect a refund for that. That's not what I signed up for.
Yes, sir. Now that information was disclosed within the terms and conditions of confirming the product, and you did have to click the button that said you read and agreed to the terms and conditions.
I didn't see anywhere it said it was going to charge me $89.65. I thought I was doing a one-time purchase.
Yes, sir. As I stated, it was stated within the terms and conditions, that full retail price.
Okay, I don't want a refill or nothing. I didn't know I was doing that. I must have misunderstood what I was doing or something because I'm not paying $89.65.
Yes, ma'am. Now that charge was processed on the 20th, and the company will see that as being a valid charge.
Well, I'm sorry, but I expect a refund. And if I can't get my refund, then I will take other courses to get it because I did not sign up for that. I was making a one-time purchase of the one bottle. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand that those terms and conditions were overlooked. But considering that you had to press the button that said you read and understood the terms and conditions, the company will see that as being a valid charge.
It's not a valid charge. I wasn't purchasing all that. What do I got to do to make that go away?
The only way to have avoided that charge would have been to call in before it was processed.
I didn't know any of that. None of that was explained to me on this thing. I don't understand.
Yes, sir. Now, did you by chance read the terms and conditions?
Well, I thought I did.
Yes, sir. You just had to click on when it said, please read and agree to the terms and conditions. There was a blue line under what said terms and conditions. You clicked that, and it took you to the full explanation of the trial and how it would work.
Okay, then I must have misunderstood what that said because I thought that meant that I would let you know if I wanted to continue. So
No,
you're telling me
ma'am.
that I can't get a refund?
The company will see that as a valid charge, ma'am, per the terms and conditions.
This is bullshit. Excuse me, but I did not sign up for that. I was buying just a one-time purchase of that one bottle. No terms and conditions of having to pay $89 or whatever like that. That's ridiculous. Do I need to return stuff to you or something or what? I need that charge taken away. I cannot afford $90.
Yes, ma'am. Now, a return for a refund is only valid if the customer is inside of their trial period.
Can I speak to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I do have available supervisors. They do follow the same protocol as me.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're, not understanding what my situation is here. I cannot afford to pay $89 for this thing. I don't obviously misunderstood what the thing said or something, and so now I'm going to be punished for that.
Yes, and now from a personal standpoint, I understand you did not see those terms and conditions and you were not aware that you would have been charged that. But I do have a protocol to follow, and it does say that by agreeing to the terms and conditions, the customer did understand that they would be charged any amounts that was disclosed within the terms and conditions.
Can I please speak to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Now, I'm not sure if a supervisor will be able to tell you anything differently. They do follow the same protocol as me.
Okay, we'll see.
All right. Give me 1 second. All right, ma'am. I'm now going to begin transfer you over to a supervisor so I can further assist you. Thank you for calling customer service, and please stay on the line for a supervisor.
Thank you.